Welcome to the Beyond Leadership podcast, where we host outstanding individuals and we discover new dimensions of leadership and their talents and recipes for success. This is our 57th audio tip of the week. Now, here are some fun facts about number 57. Did you know that 57 on the Heinz ketchup bottles represents the number of types of pickles the company once had? And what do Ben Stiller, Janet Jackson, and Mike Tyson all have in common? They're all 57 years old. And lanthanum is a chemical element with the symbol La and atomic number 57. It's kind of like soft, ductile, silvery white metal that tarnishes slowly when exposed to air. And obviously today's tip of the week is 57th. Today's tip of the week is based on the article 6 Science-Backed Ways to Improve Your Well-Being at Work, written by Kogan, published in July 2023 in Harvard Business Review. Now, employees' well-being is not just an organizational issue, but it's also an individual one. Many factors impact and influence, including your workload and flexibility, your manager, and the culture within your team. When it comes to improving your well-being at work, small habits make a big difference, especially if you practice them consistently. Here are 6 to prioritize in your daily work life. Number 1. Check in with yourself. Ask yourself, how am I doing today? How am I feeling? Don't judge your answers or immediately try to fix anything. Just become aware and listen. Number 2. Take a few shorts and quality breaks. The key word here is quality. This means doing something that helps you disconnect from work, refuel, and recharge. I'm not talking about scrolling social media, reading the news, or knocking out an item on your to-do list, but just to kind of relax and enjoy your off time. Number 3, practice acceptance of stressful circumstances and focus on what you can control. This involves 2 steps. First, acknowledge the situation with clarity, focusing on the facts, and second, identify one action you could take to move forward with more comfort. Number 4, make micro connections with colleagues. Make it a point to greet your colleagues with genuine enthusiasm when you're on a call with them. Be intentional about reaching out to a colleague to just check in. Hey, how are you doing? Without focusing your conversation on work. Number 5, always be grateful. A daily gratitude practice can be as simple as writing down 3 things you appreciate every morning or in the evening. By practicing gratitude, you ask your brain to broaden its perspective and focus its attention on things that are positive, meaningful, or comforting. And final, number 6, recharge after work. It's important to spend time doing things you love in your personal life. Invest in a hobby. For example, dedicating time to reading or gardening or trying a new creative activity. The key is to do something that fuels you and gives you energy and nurtures you while you do non-work stuff. Now, do you practice well-being at work? Do you often feel stressed or anxious? Try these 6 things. This was this week's tip of the week. Make sure to subscribe and follow us on all podcast channels like Spotify, Apple, Google, Castbox, and also follow us on YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, and beyondleadership.si. Till next time.